Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
Yes, indeed.
3221197 is the number you need to call if you want to get involved with the show. You can just like us on Facebook. Just search Josh and Zachary Radio Show. Give us a like and follow along at home.
And all your dreams will come true.
Oh, they certainly will. Actually, I've got a letter here from a listener.
From the editor.
And it just says, hi guys, I've been listening to the Josh and Zachary show for quite some time now, and I've quit smoking, I found the girl of my dreams, and quite frankly, I got that great big promotion at work, and I attribute it all to listening to your show, so thank you very much. so, you know, if you want to tell your friends about it, I mean, there's a ringing endorsement.
There's a whole... We're not saying you will win Lotto.
No, God, no.
But you probably will.
All right, look, I mean... Your chances won't be worse if you do listen to the show.
That is
so
true.
That's good.
Unless, of course, you listen to us and you're so taken by our wit and banter that you forget your Lotto numbers. I guess that's
that
the...
Happen.
So if that is a concern of yours, please send us your Lotto numbers. If ever you forget them, we can send them back to you as a little Josh and Zachary service. It's part of what we do.
You might want to field that one, Zach. Mm-hmm. Seems like a little bit of effort if someone actually does do that, though.
No, it'll be easy.
Okay. Yeah, so let's send in your Lotto numbers, and we'll just let you know that those are your Lotto numbers every week, and you can listen to the show stress-free. And best of luck, I suppose, in the Powerball. You know, I hope your numbers come up. Obviously, here's a little tip. If you do, you have to pick 8 numbers or 6 numbers, whatever it is. Go from 1 to 6. I mean, chances are equal as random numbers. So, but not a lot of people have them, thinking that...
Actually, Josh, you're incorrect.
Whoop, hang on a sec, being corrected live on air. I'll hold you not to do this to me, Zach. But
one of the best Lotto tips that can be thrown
pick
around...
Pick the same number 8 times, brilliant.
Yep, you got to win. One of the best Lotto tips is actually to choose numbers over 31 as much as possible.
Mm.
Because most people choose birth dates. So if you win and you got numbers like 44 rolling in your Lotto numbers...
Yeah.
You're going to take the majority of the... for prize, because not many other people are doing that.
You know what? I know why. Yeah, no, I figured it out live on air. This is brilliant. This is excellent. Excellent. Mm. We'll just kick on with the rest of the show after I just announce this great theory of mine. It's because there's more ink on the balls, therefore, like on the higher numbers, therefore they drop to the bottom, and then they were more likely to be picked up by the scoopy thing, because they're on the bottom. Oh, mate, I'm a genius.
I thought it was birthdays.
I'm a scientist.
No, that actually makes more sense.
Exactly.
All right.
I might take the rest of the show off. I've got a goddamn Lotto to fix.
Worst thing to announce on the air to all 10 listeners, though, right?
Hey, if I have to split 24 million against 10 people, then so be it.
More power to you. Listen, I think there actually was a Lotto scandal on a crime show, like, you know, NCIS or something. I don't think it was NCIS. I don't think Gibbs often investigates the Lotto.
Did a Marine officer fix the Lotto? Semper Fi.
Ducky's doing an autopsy on all the ping pong
Actually,
balls.
Before you get into that, spoiler alert, I don't care. If you're into NCIS, turn the show off now if you haven't seen
it. I thought
the
spoiler
episode.
Alert was you didn't care about my story.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think that needs to be spoiler alerted. The thing is, I watched I'm a big fan of NCIS.
Then you're an idiot.
I was a big fan of NCIS. Let me correct myself. Then poor old Kate got shot right in the noggin. She went down like a sack of potato. And I thought to myself, okay, I can't watch this anymore. I can't have that happen to me. Again, like, I was devastated about it. They keep teasing that Gibbs is going to die. And then in the last episode of the season that had just finished, spoiler alert, you've got 3 seconds to turn your radio off. 3, 2, 1. He doesn't die.
What do you mean?
He doesn't do anything. He just walks around looking stupid with his dumb buzz cut.
Yeah,
that no one,
yeah. Standing
like,
boats.
Like, how about this? How is every barber that he goes to not saying, you look like an idiot in that haircut, Sunshine? Like, oh yeah, just do the old simplify haircut. No! You look all... Like, okay, you know how Forrest Gump looked? You'd look like that, but you're not special. You know what I mean?
You got no
excuse. If you get shot in the ass, you know it's a bullet. You don't think a bug bit you. That's how stupid you look. Anyway, go on.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
I hate NCIS. And for God's sake, somebody kill Gibbs. Oh, look at me. I'm Abby with a tattoo on my neck. No one thinks you're hot. Stop jumping around. You look like an idiot. I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry. I hate NCIS.
I don't even know what I was going to talk about now.
I think it was a Powerball.
Oh, yeah. Some crime show. They worked out that the Powerball had, like, magnetic paint on it. Who cares? It's gone now.
No, I think my my theory is a real kicker. So everyone, if you want to win the lotto, go for the higher numbers. They got more ink. The ink will drag the ball down to the bottom of the barrel, and it's more likely to be scooped up by the mechanism and run into the thing, and hopefully you get the Powerball. But that's just luck.
Very convoluted, the systems they've made for Powerball.
I can't believe
they got to go around and like a washing machine for ping pong ball, and then an arm comes down, twirls a bunch of them around until one's left in the arm. Then it goes down a tube, and then it goes into another tube, where it sits beside its, you know, fellow compadres that have also been ripped out from home.
Mm.
And then they've got the Powerball one, which just comes up from the bottom and you just get... like, this is the chosen one.
I like the fact that all the balls go in and they, like, and all the balls watch these special balls go through the tube. Mm. And they're like, oh, man, he got to go through the ball. And then at the end of the show, they just put them all back. And they go, what happened? He goes, nothing. I'm just back here again. Like... we do this every week. That's my first question. It's like, how about you send the balls home or something like that?
Yeah, give them a retirement.
You just bring them back. Second of all, the officials that are on the panel.
How do you get that job?
Who are they?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Are they just JPs?
Just justice of the peace? Just three guys just sitting there, minding their own business. I think they're just three guys. How about each one of them pick two numbers each? There's your six numbers. I mean, and the Powerball, then you can kind of, you know, do a bit of a song and dance for the Powerball.
Do you think the lotto adjudicators should be run like jury duty?
Yeah, everyone has a go.
You get a letter, you know, the balls will be, you know, judged by a panel of their peers. You've got to show no prejudice towards numbers if you're going to be on the Powerball jury.
I mean, I'm an Eve. I don't know. I don't deal with anything but even numbers myself. So I'm already off. If I see one odd number, mate, straight to a tree.
Yeah.
And I bury it under a tree.
Okay, good.
Like a dog would.
I don't follow.
I don't like ping pong.
You got a message. Let's talk about that.
That is a foolproof way to win lotto. Thank you very much, Mark Ravina, enemy of the show. Zach, we spoke about nothing that we wanted to, which is good news. We got to cut some ad breaks. You listen to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative, and we'll be straight back after this.
You're listening to Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197.